My name is Bongiwe Madela. God Like You, title of the song, taking us to 34 minutes after 10 this morning. Like I said, we're going to be having our Pearl of Wisdom, it being a Monday, with the one and only Dr. Pearl Coupe. It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be back, and we have a new time slot now.
Yes, so. I love it for us. We're now morning girlies now.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. Pearl, it's great to have you, and we are looking forward to this week's Pearl of Wisdom. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, I was here just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And we were privileged to be also with Binky, who, and we came with Apostle Arome Osai.
Oh, man.
Yeah, very wonderful apostle and prophet who God is just using internationally all over the world. And we were talking about the conference that we were going to have. He was my guest. I was hosting him. So I really wanted to take this opportunity to just give some feedback also.
Yes.
To the...
Possessing the Gates.
Yes, Possessing the Gates.
Ooh.
The impact, really, because I felt it was such a powerful and important message for the church that I said we can't just and I mean it was packed, the venue we had had a capacity of 1,000 and 2,000 pitched. But good news is we'll be bringing him back.
Yay. And we're not missing this coming one. I'm literally going to be first in line to register for this coming one.
No, he'll be back. We had a good conversation after that. We had a 2-hour meeting. Yeah, he is committed to coming back and this year and next year as well.
So. Awesome stuff.
Yes.
So for the sake of us who didn't manage to be in the room on the day.
Let me chat with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Essentially, it was a message to the church.
Mm.
And so it's not really my pearl of wisdom, but it's a pearl of wisdom for the church.
That's right.
And it's something, I mean, we really connected. And as he said, even in the interview, he said there was a divine connection because we really carry the same message.
Yes.
He functions apostolically and prophetically, and by God's grace, so do I.
Mm.
But we have been sort of hitting on the same message. So the message to the church was one. But he talked about the aspect about, just to put it in context, the aspect of Babylon.
Sure.
And then he talked about New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked about the church in terms of where we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be like a New Jerusalem church,
mm-hmm.
Showing forth the attributes of New Jerusalem and not Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like aspects of Babylon have infiltrated the church.
Ooh.
So in the first instance, he said this, and I'll just share with some criteria. So there was a contrast that he was doing.
Yeah.
So in the first instance, he talked about Babylon, and he said Babylon is described in the Bible as a harlot, and New Jerusalem is described as a bride.
Mm-hmm.
So that means questioning ourselves.
Sure.
To what degree? And harlotry doesn't just mean like, you know, I'm sleeping around physically.
Mm-hmm.
It means unfaithfulness.
Yeah.
So to what degree have we as individuals and as a church shown unfaithfulness? Because the Israelites showed harlotry at one point.
Mm.
You know, the whole story of Haggai having to marry Gomer, the prostitute.
Mm.
God was speaking to the church, which Israel represents the church.
Mm.
He was telling the Israelites, you're harlots.
Sure.
Because remember, these are the same ones who were crying out in captivity to God when they were slaves.
God, help us. Slavery.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was cry after cry. God in his faithfulness comes and hears their kunzima, it's heavy cry.
Yeah.
He delivers them. Mm. These are the same ones that are doing what?
Sure.
Hey, Miriam, she's out there with her tambourine. Ooh, lulululu, she's ululating. She's dancing. Everybody happy. The horse and the rider been thrown in the Red Sea. I mean, that was probably the top of the pops hit list of the, you know, hits on that day. Top 10, Miriam's horse and the rider song.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. So everybody's happy.
Yeah.
They're doing what? They're praising God.
Yeah.
God even gives them a bonus.
Mm.
Bonus on top of that. He's like, listen, you're not going to leave. Mm. This is in Exodus 12:36.
Right.
Wealth transfer. You won't leave empty-handed.
Sure.
I'm going to give you some silver and gold.
Yeah.
Tata is silver and gold.
Yeah.
Go to your neighbor's house. Guess what they do? Little bit of way down the line, they take the same silver and gold God gave them. A golden calf. They're making a golden calf. Moses is up there worshiping God. Ooh. He comes down. Aaron, he hears this noise. What's happening, my brother? Mebrur. Aaron. Hi, bo. Hassan, it's not me. It's the people. They said, and that's bad leadership right there.
Yeah.
When you don't hear God and you're instructed by what the people want. Listen.
Ooh.
So Moses, yeah. You know, it got him in trouble with the people sometimes, but he was always, you know. So that's harlotry.
Yeah.
Right there. So Israel. And so when God now calls and tells Haggai to marry a prostitute, Haggai, who's a prophet, he literally wants Haggai to speak and prophesy to Israel the pain of their harlotry through his own pain. Because he's married a harlot, remember?
Yeah.
Gomer will just one morning touch him and say, hey, bye, bye.
Yeah.
Off to the disco. Mm. Different men come home, deliver a baby, you know, just like that. So when Haggai is speaking to Israel, he's not speaking from a theoretical place.
Sure.
He's not speaking from a place of don't do this. He's speaking with real pain and passion, experiential knowledge.
Mm.
The pain of loving someone so much.
Who's not committed faithful. To you. Yeah.
Who's not committed, just going out. And this is God now expressing his message to Israel. So that's the message. That's one of the key points that he hit. And it's a message to the church.
So deep.
To say, do we call on God when we need him? Hey, God, the horse and the rider, silver and gold, blah, blah, blah. It's ours, etc. And then the minute we have what we want, God has blessed us. Harlotry. We're going to worship some other god out
That's
there.
True. Yeah.
We're going to worship celebrities. We're going to worship the god
money,
of mammon.
Positions.
Mammon. Yeah. We're going to worship our titles. So that was very powerful there, is that Babylon is a harlot. We must not be harlots. Because harlots are unfaithful.
Mm.
But New Jerusalem is a bride.
Amen.
Because Yeshua, Jesus, is the groom.
Amen.
And Yeshua is the bride. So we must be faithful.
Amen.
To our groom.
Yeah.
We must be faithful to our groom. Another point he made was to say that the bride gets her identity from the groom. Mm. So as the church, where are you getting your identity from?
Sure.
We must be, you know, that's Galatians 3:27. Because we're baptized in Jesus, our identity must come from him, not from our earthly tribal affiliations, not from our social status.
That's right.
Not from even our biological gender. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female. Our identity must be firmly rooted and ensconced in Yeshua.
Sure.
So that was another point to the church, another pearl of wisdom. In this season, make sure you get your identity from the groom.
That's right.
Who is Jesus. Another point he made. Yo. He said Babylon is described as the great city.
Mm.
New Jerusalem is described as the holy city. And many of us are pursuing what? Greatness. Big name. CEO of how many ministers of the gospel describe themselves as CEO?
Mm.
So if you are the CEO, which is chief executive officer, who makes all the decisions, who runs everything, if you're the CEO, where's the room for God?
Yeah, who do you report to?
No, the CEO is the boss of bosses.
In charge.
King Galagata.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, if you are a shepherd, you're not the CEO. You're actually the COO.
Yes.
Because the COO operationalizes the decisions
that the CEO
of the CEO.
Makes. That's right.
So you're not even CEO, you're COO, because CEO makes decisions.
Mm.
And then COO implements the decisions
That's
made
right.
by CEO. But all of us want to be CEO. And many of us describe, as I see on Facebook, many of us, CEO. I'm like, okay, so what is God?
Yeah.
If you're CEO, if we're CEOs, what is God? Where's room for God? So we must not be pursuing greatness. God told Abraham, I will make you a great nation. So we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And God said, don't make yourself great.
I
allow God to make it. And then he said a great nation, not a great individual.
Mm.
a great nation because a nation speaks to multitudes. So your greatness is not for yourself as an individual. Your greatness is for the sake of benefiting the nation.
That's right.
Of benefiting the nation.
That's right.
And New Jerusalem is a holy city.
Oh, man.
So that's another pearl of wisdom. Let's pursue holiness.
So powerful.
Let's pursue righteousness in this season.
Abel, where can we watch the... Where is it? Is it on YouTube anyway?
It's on YouTube. I'll send you the link.
Oh, no. I've got to get the full thing.
It's very... You've got to. I mean, people have just been testifying and talking about it the whole time.
So. It's so interesting because during the week, just after I was sitting reflecting and the Lord was saying to me, you know, how many of us are feeding, you know, and these small g gods in the name of God.
Yeah.
So we have an obsession over the fame, the money, and whatever. And we just put God's name on it. We just put his name there.
Exactly.
But meanwhile, we just want the greatness and we're worshiping all these other things. And because we're Christian, we just hashtag God. But actually, our obsession and the things we're worshiping are not him. It's the money. It's the things of the world. It's the greatness and the fame in the sight of people.
You know how he put that money thing? He said, some are confusing the Godhead with Goldhead.
Ooh.
Drop mic.
Right there.
He said some of us are confusing God. And remember, there's only one letter difference between Godhead and Goldhead.
Yeah.
One L. Just put the L in. And it looks like a small difference, but it's huge in terms of practical implications. So let's pursue the Godhead, not the Goldhead.
Right.
And the other thing I think that really resonated with me, he talked about the New Jerusalem. One of the things that marked the New Jerusalem, and which must mark us as a church, he says a wall was built. The first thing that was done was a wall was built. A wall represents separation.
Sure.
So as the church, we must, what are we not separated from? Romans 12. Romans 12, 2 calls us not to be conformed to the world. So it means there's a requirement that we be separated from sin in particular. And, you know, my post, Facebook post this morning was to say, it's interesting the things that we, all of us seem to be offended by everything except sin.
Oh, of course.
Sin we embrace, but we're offended by everything else. So why can't, I wish we would be offended by sin and righteousness.
And the things that offend God.
And wickedness and evil. The same way we're offended by other things. If you call out charlatans and wolves, etc., people get offended by that. So why aren't we as offended by sin as we are by other things that we are offended by, you know? So I mean, it was just it was really, really powerful. And that is the message to the church and to us as individuals.
Yes.
Because at an individual level we are the church.
At
a corporate level, as the body, we are the church. And he also said there's a difference between a Christian and a consecrated Christian.
Now it's time to choose then. To say, am I just going to be, or am I going to be set apart for God? Am I going to commit then and be faithful to the Lord? It really is now a decision. We have a choice to make.
No more tata machans.
Especially...
No time for tata machans.
Okay, I'm seeing so many people asking for the link on WhatsApp. You can share it with me and I'll share it with
everyone. I'm going to send it right now to you.
Awesome stuff. Dr. Pearl, we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Z. I have tasted.